Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Zechariah 7. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, please help us as we read your word and we think about our lives to do everything that we do for our relationship with you, to bring glory to you. Help us to really value this relationship so that it will affect everything that we do. We pray this through Jesus. Amen. Zechariah 7. And then, in the fourth year of King Darius, the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, which is Kislev. And the people of Bethel sent Sharezer and Regem-Melech and their men to entreat the favor of Yahweh, saying to the priests of the house of Yahweh of hosts and to the prophets, "Should I mourn in the fifth month and keep myself separate as I have done for these many years?" And the word of Yahweh of hosts came to me, saying, "Say to all the people of the land and to the priests, when you fasted and lamented in the fifth and seventh months for these 70 years, did you really fast for me? And when you eat and drink, are you not eating and drinking for yourselves? Are not these the words that Yahweh proclaimed through the former prophets, when Jerusalem and its surrounding towns were inhabited and at ease, and the Negev and the Shephelah were inhabited?" And the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah, saying, "Thus says Yahweh of hosts, judge with trustworthy justice, and show steadfast love and compassion to one another. You must not oppress the widow, the orphan, the foreigner, and the needy. You must not devise evil in your heart against one another." But they refused to listen and turned a stubborn shoulder and stopped their ears from listening. They made their hearts adamant in order not to hear the law and the words that Yahweh of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Therefore great wrath came from Yahweh of hosts. Thus, just as I called and they would not hear, so they will call and I will not hear, says Yahweh of hosts, and I scattered them with a wind among all the nations that they had not known. The land was made desolate behind them, no one crossing through it or returning, and they made the desirable land a desolation. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. In the previous chapter, we had the last of the 8 visions, and then Yahweh told Zechariah to craft a crown for Joshua the high priest, with the prophecy that the priest and king roles will be combined. We know that Jesus is both priest and king. Now, this chapter starts with a question that some people ask, and we won't get the full answer in this chapter. The subject will continue into the next chapter. And actually, scholars have noted a very careful structure in this section, a chiastic structure. The question that is asked is if they should keep mourning in the fifth month, as they have for several years. We never read about a command to mourn. And the response will mention so many other days of fasting and mourning that they were also keeping. In the Law of Moses, there was only one day in a year that they were supposed to fast and mourn, and that was the Day of Atonement. The day the high priest went into the most holy place with the blood to atone for their sins. All the other special days that Moses gave them were more joyful and feast days. They don't say specifically why they had started this mourning in the fifth month, but it's probably connected with the destruction of Jerusalem as we read this context. There are several different times of fasting and mourning that are mentioned here and in the next chapter. And the best guess is that they are remembering specific things, such as when Nebuchadnezzar started the siege of Jerusalem, when he broke through the wall, when the temple was destroyed, and when Gedaliah the governor was murdered. So Yahweh gives a word to Zechariah that doesn't directly answer the question right away. He says, "Why have they been mourning and fasting on these days? Was it for Yahweh or for themselves? And when they are not mourning, but eating, are they doing that for Yahweh or for themselves?" Then he mentions the words of the prophets, probably saying that the destruction of Jerusalem that they were mourning was exactly what the prophets had prophesied. And then Yahweh tells what he really wants. He wants justice and compassion. They need to be good to the needy and the people who don't have power, like widows and orphans. These were things that the Jews were disobeying that led to the destruction of Jerusalem. So since they weren't listening to Yahweh, he says he didn't listen to them and deported them to the nations. And that's where this chapter ends, but the subject will continue into the next chapter. And now for a deeper dive. There's an important question here. Well, multiple important questions. It starts with, what does God really want? And the second question that's connected is, why do we do what we do? And God is clear in this chapter that what he really wants is for our daily lives to be affected by our relationship with him. If we eat or fast, how we treat other people, that should all be directed by our relationship with Yahweh. So the question is for us, why do we do what we do? Do we go to church on Sunday for God or for ourselves? Do we sing for God or for ourselves? Do we pray for God or for ourselves? And how we treat the people around us. Is it for ourselves and what we can get out of it, or for God? Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, "Therefore, whether you eat or you drink, or whatever you do, do all things for the glory of God." Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.